All right, Chelsea, Monday podcast.
Welcome to the Monday. Okay, people, so let's set the scene here. 29-year-old mom, kid's first birthday party. She's had so many stipulations here. There's no meal. There's no games. Show up at 9:30 a.m. No gifts, but if you want to bring $5, we're trying to renovate our backyard. Bah, 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 bah. Reed says, nobody's showing up to that party.
If it's going to be a family party, and that's what you're doing.
Yeah, but why would you put your family through that?
Well, what are you all going to do? You're going to sit around and mingle?
I don't really know.
Are you going to serve water at
9:30? No, there's no serving water.
Like, just tell me you don't want us to come.
It's
just
bizarre.
Don't hold the party.
Yeah. Okay, so Brie.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into much detail, but I brought to the show today, there were 17 reasons. We only went through a handful why women start 80% of all arguments.
And the reason we start the argument is because you won't say anything.
Yeah, guys, like, you got to be, and I'm guilty of this, where you'll do something or won't do something, which is sometimes just as bad as doing something. Mm. You know, you don't take out the trash, you don't get up, whatever, if the kids are crying.
I can't see it.
If that causes the argument and you won't say it, and then she brings it forward. Yes, did she start the argument? Yes, you caused the argument.
Mm.
And through that, to be fair,
I think guys will let things go on for weeks.
Right. And then we'll gaslight and say, why are you being so over the top about the, and I've done this. But let me defend us guys for a minute. We can live with
in a house full of trash with
dirty towels and all of it. We don't need as much as women do.
And eating dishes out of the dishwasher.
Here we go. See, this is so just I will say, you know, it's not our fault that you need, you know,
No. It's not our fault.
Let's keep it balanced.